Hi, this is Michael speaking today about the tools of friendship. The tools of friendship can bring us closer to God and closer to people if we use them right. Tools of friendship are tools of success. Tools of success come when we learn to build relationships with God and each other. Having a friendship helps us to receive God's blessing in life. Building friendships with God and with others is a survival skill for us. It is our in our life, we will probably be able to count on one hand those people who are our true friends. But when we realize this, we can move ahead and grow into the kingdom of God. Friendship is an unbelievable treasure, a gem, a diamond, an incredible thing. It's something that's too often not valued and often not understood. The greatest thing that comes against friendship skills is selfishness. We have to address selfishness in our lives. If we don't have friends, are we being selfish? Are we just looking out for ourselves? God wants us to look for the good in people and not to think that they have selfish motives all the time. Friendship is like a treasure hunt. When you are finding treasure for yourself, you are one of the treasures that you are trying to find. As we discover our own treasure, we must learn to love ourselves as the Creator loves us. We can't have friendship that means anything unless we have some kind of relationship with God. If God wasn't there, we wouldn't be here right now. We are here because He truly loves you with every fiber of His being. You are here because He watches over you all the time. You are here because He thinks about you. You are here because He has great plans for you. You are here because He cares for you. You are here because He comforts you. You are here because He is your one true friend that will never leave you or go away. This is friendship. Friendship is represented by God's love for us. Knowing God is finding a true friend. He is not only my friend, though, but He is my lover. He thinks about me all the time. He gives me presents I don't expect. He loves me when I don't feel very lovable. He feels passionately about me because He is consumed with me. Why does a man want a wife? He wants to feel supported and loved because he knows that that will give him strength for someone to be at his side. God wants to love you in a very passionate way. He calls you His beloved. He's at your side. He gives you an opportunity to have a great relationship with the Creator of the universe. As much as a wonderful wife will love you, and I think marriage is great, as much as a wonderful wife will love you or a wonderful friend will love you, God's love is inconceivably better and more wonderful. Your Creator loves you. He made you a precious treasure for someone else. Yes, He made you a precious treasure for someone else. What the devil has done is to do everything in his power to steal that precious treasure that is you. That is to take away your ability to be a precious treasure for someone else, or for you to be able to see that someone else is a precious treasure. Why are we afraid of being a precious treasure? Because we are afraid that we will fail. We are afraid that we won't make the mark. But God is the one who made us the treasure. Let God do the job of completing you as a precious treasure. Let God offer you to someone else. Don't be afraid to be precious. Don't be afraid to be treasured. Don't be afraid to be a good friend, for in these things you will find an unbelievably rich and full life. How do I become a treasure? We become a treasure by realizing that we are a treasure because God said so. Open me up, Lord, and see what you can find. Show it to me, Lord. Show me what you put in there. That's not arrogance. That's just knowing that your Creator made you to be a treasure. What an amazing thought. Yes, I am Michael Carr, and I have nothing to give you except Jesus. I am nothing and a nobody without Jesus. But with Jesus, I have all the possibilities in the world. With Jesus, I'm a precious treasure. With Jesus, I can do amazing things. With Jesus, I can be a wonderful friend. With Jesus, I can love you like you've never been loved. With Jesus, anything and everything is possible because He is the friend and He is the most precious treasure in the universe. Yes, don't be afraid to make a list of positive things about yourself and what you can do and who you are, and practice giving them away to others. Take one aspect of yourself that's positive and give it away to somebody else. Practice. Make it part of your life. If you don't think there's anything positive, then ask God and He will show you about some positive things that you can do. So we act often as if we're not a treasure, but God wants to constantly tell us that we are. We are His treasure because we are His possession. So if we are His possession, He can decide who we can give ourselves away to and who not to. Let's trust Him to know when to give the treasure away. Let's trust Him to know who's the one who will treasure us the most and how our treasure can help build God's kingdom. To have friends, you must learn to be a friend. Before you might have been only a friend to yourself. Now you can learn to be a friend to others. Ask the Lord to show you how to be a friend. Everybody can describe a friend, but few people can be a friend. That's an entirely different thing. If I am a friend, if I'm the friend that I'm describing, something wonderful happens. I will attract people, and I will help create life. And things and blessings will be multiplied around me because I'm the friend that I describe. Because God made me to be that friend, something special, something fantastic, something wonderful. What does God want me to be? Why does God want me to have friends? Because He wants to multiply His presence, because He wants to build His kingdom. Because He wants to pour out His life in other people. Because He wants to heal people, encourage people, bless people, save people, help people to be more than they can be. You are a spark in the fire. You are a spark of that precious treasure that God wants to set to somebody's kindling in their heart. Be a spark. Be a light. Don't be afraid to dare to be a precious friend. Pick out the few things that your friends do. Do you like them? Do they inspire you? If they do, then use them in your own life and give them back to others. Be an inspiration. Be a breath of fresh air. Be an encouragement. Be a word that gives strength and hope. Yes, that's you. You are a word of strength and hope. You are an inspiration. You are life because God gave you those gifts to give to others. And that's what a good friend does. Have you been a good friend before? If not, sin is our enemy in this regard. And how does this happen? Jesus starts showing up and doing wonderful things in people's lives when He starts to change our sin. I feel loved, I feel strength, and I feel power when I repent and when I turn away from sin. We can make it and we can help other people make it if we help people be closer to Jesus. Point them to Jesus. Encourage them to look at Jesus. Help them to understand Jesus. Help them to see Jesus in your own small way. Don't be afraid to be a light and say, I see a little bit of Jesus, here he is. Don't be afraid to give it away, and you'll be a friend that will be forever treasured. You'll be a friend that will never be forgotten. You'll be a friend that will be talked about long after you're not around anymore. A consistent friend is the only true friend. If you want to measure how good of a friend you are, measure how consistent of a friend you are. Who's the most consistent and true friend? Of course, it's Jesus. This means going to him often and having him to help you be consistent. That means friendship with no price attached. It's not, I'll be your friend if. It's, I'll be your friend always and anyway, because that's what God wants me to do. If I give away myself for the cause of Jesus, then I'm going to give away myself and bear much fruit. If I give away myself just to get something or to get an advantage, then what I'll have is I'll come back with emptiness. Friendship comes when we accept people as they are and we help them to change when they want to change. Nothing is going to change unless we want to change. Nobody will change unless they see the need for change. God can point it out to us, but we can only change if we cooperate with God. But friendship gives us the courage to cooperate with God. Friendship gives us the strength to be different. Friendship is a way that we can find the power to be a life-giving person. Friendship is like a journey that will change you and surprise you. People are afraid to go on this journey, afraid to be surprised and afraid to be changed. If you want to be a friend to somebody, you have to walk along the same road that they are walking. You have to be able to choose someone else's journey and not just yours. Welcome other people into your journey. Walk on their journey with them. This means that you won't leave when the going gets tough. This means that you'll walk in their shoes for a little while. Friendship comes when we honor others and humble ourselves. How much honor have we given to others lately, and how much have we humbled ourselves? The one key ingredient in becoming more like Jesus and becoming a better friend is humility. I always wanted to be a professional athlete, but ha ha. I will never make it. But when I see that what happens when I trusted in God instead, I became much more happier than I ever could have been by being a professional athlete. God knew my heart, even though I wanted something I could never become. Much of our life is being spent in wanting to be things that we're not supposed to become. Friendship with God leads us to the truth. Friendship with God leads us to revelation of who we're really supposed to be. Friendship with God leads us to be able to use our talents in the most maximized way. Friendship is truly a gift. Friendship with God helps us to be a friend with other people. Friendship with other people helps us to mirror things that they need to hear. It helps us to hold a hand or take a friendly step with someone who is struggling. Friendship grows with affirmation, attention, and affection. Affirmation is saying that someone is a good guy or girl. Attention is spending time with them or thinking about how to make them to be a better person. Affection is the process of showing people that you love him. You don't have a good friendship without these ingredients: affirmation, attention, and affection. Friendship will be one of the greatest treasures in our life. Every friendship needs to be guarded and cared for. A friendship is a living and breathing treasure that reflects the quality of our lives. How much God we have in our lives will also reveal how much friendship we have in our lives. Are you ready to give away your true friend today? Are you ready to give somebody a little bit more of Jesus? Are you ready to be a reflection of what Jesus made you to be? Are you ready to believe and to give away your precious treasure? This is Michael signing off for now. I hope that you'll be able to spend time with your true friend Jesus, and as a result, have many other friends in your life. Bye.